USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky. At the Vatican in Rome, Pope Francis celebrates Christmas Eve with a mass at St. Peter's Basilica. In the United States, last-minute Christmas shoppers taking advantage of holiday bargains.
We came into it realizing that everybody's probably doing some last-minute stuff to just not be stressed about it, just to expect the waits and expect the traffic. And
some last-minute gift cards.
Don't look at your 401k if you don't want to ruin your Christmas holiday. Stocks nosedive during the short Christmas Eve session that ends at 1 p.m. Eastern. At the closing bell, the Dow down 653 points to close at 21,792. The Nasdaq down 140 and the S&P 500 down 65 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the man who loves the Second Amendment, and I'm the man who loves Christmas. How about if I combine the two? I've got the Christmas gift of the year for you. I just wrapped it to put it under my tree. Ho, ho, ho! I've owned so many guns. However, my new Rex pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex pistol under your tree for Christmas. One of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was whether it would work every time in every situation. Rex firearms are amazingly reliable, as evidenced by the torture test done by Military Arms Channel. Rex firearms, supported exclusively by my friends at Fine Group, offer many different options from duty to tactical to compact carry or competition. They have a pistol for you. Everyone should get a Rex for Christmas. Simply put, it's Wayne Root's gun of choice. Rex firearms are available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including k-var.com. That's k-var.com. Use promo code ROOT to get your free paddle holster from Rex. Shipped with your gun. That's k-var.com.
The partial government shutdown continues. 800,000 federal workers impacted, about half that number considered essential employees like air traffic controllers and TSA agents who are on the job and will get paid retroactively. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
There's no end in sight for the partial government shutdown, and President Trump is in Washington, D.C., celebrating Christmas with his family at the White House. Negotiations between top Democrats and the White House are ongoing, but the earliest possibility for a vote will likely be Thursday. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul tells Fox News one of the things that should really tick you off regarding this partial government shutdown.
Well, I think shutdowns are more hype than reality. I think the thing that should upset the American people is that it actually costs more to shut it down because we always pay the people for not working. So they'll declare 80% of the people up here unessential, meaning they don't have to show up for work, but we always pay them. I don't understand that. They're unessential.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A health warning to tell you about. The CDC, Centers for Disease Control, warning about ground turkey meat. There's continued concerns about a salmonella outbreak across the country. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports now from Washington, D.C.
The CDC reporting more than 200 people have been sickened from the salmonella outbreak in 38 states linked to raw turkey. At least one person has died in California. The bacteria has been found in live turkeys, turkey products, and turkey pet food. The illness has led to at least one recall from a Jenny O plant in Wisconsin. The CDC is recommending you make sure turkey is thoroughly cooked. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
To USA Radio Entertainment News now, the King of Atlantis wins the holiday box office by beating out a Transformer and a Magical Nanny. USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
Aquaman, the latest DC superhero film from Warner Brothers, nabbed $67.4 million on the three-day weekend in North America. That gives the undersea hero the U.S. box office crown for the weekend and adds to the film's already huge global total. Disney's Mary Poppins Returns took second place in the weekend box office with a $22.2 million haul. The sequel to the 1964 Disney classic, which stars Emily Blunt as a magical nanny, has so far made $51.3 million around the world. Paramount's Bumblebee, the next installation of the Transformers franchise, nabbed $21 million in the U.S. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.